Juanita!
Jackie doesn't quilt, so she's commissioned Juanita Williams, a quilter and master crafter who lives in South Carolina, to sew the quilt for her. On Saturday, the two met here at Jackie's Decatur home to go over what t-shirts Jackie wants to incorporate.
Let's see what you have, because I'm not going to be able to do the layout until I see the other quilts, to see what size their logo is.
As the two sit on Jackie's bright red couch, they touch on more than a dozen t-shirts, which Jackie pulls out one by one from a plastic trash bag.
And here's my shirt from being the Grand Marshal at Pride. So.
All right.
I see as Jackie's laid out all of these t-shirts here, you're taking notes. Describe for me what you're doing and what you're thinking as she shows you these t-shirts.
Well, listening to her, I'm writing down and taking notes of her favorite t-shirts, how she wants them placed, like she would like Ryan White right in the middle. And do she want the front and back?
Ryan White was an Indiana teenager who was expelled from his high school because he contracted HIV through a blood transfusion. He died in 1990. The congressionally funded program that provides HIV treatment for 500,000 low-income people now bears his name. Jackie and Juanita's conversation soon turns from the quilt to the epidemic.
Right now we're seeing, you probably know this too, Juanita, we're seeing such an influx, so many young Black gay men.
Yes.
Scared to death. They don't want to be there. We have a hard time getting them to come back because it's just so hard for them. And they often run into people in the waiting room, either downstairs or up on the second floor, who may abuse them or, you know, there's just so many stories like that. And those numbers are just skyrocketing.
So where do you think we're going wrong with the message?
Well, in Georgia, you know, you can't talk about sex in the schools. That's a problem.
Right.
In public schools, most of the time. Some counties do allow it. And the kids that aren't in school aren't hearing that message.
Right.
They're out there trying to survive on the street. And the young Black gay men, who are so vulnerable, are just trying to deal with who they are. Somehow they decide maybe they ought to get tested at some testing event or place, and they do, and then try to get them into care. And we lose a lot of them and spend a lot of time trying to find them again. It's just how it is. And I think young women are a little bit like that too.
Juanita understands that on a deeply personal level. In 1989, she herself started working as an HIV advocate. At first, it involved just one patient, herself.
I was living in South Carolina when I was diagnosed. I was tested without my knowledge. Went into the hospital for surgery. In the morning of surgery is when they told me I had AIDS and I needed to leave their hospital.
Wow.
So they kicked me out of the hospital without performing
the
surgery.
Without doing the surgery.
Yes. And so 6 months later, I end up here.
Here being Atlanta. Juanita came to Grady's infectious disease program for treatment, but she was in bad shape. She developed Mycobacterium avium complex, or MAC. It's what doctors call an opportunistic infection. See, AIDS doesn't really kill anyone, but it weakens the immune system so badly that things like MAC are able to overwhelm the body.
I got MAC in 95, and they counted me out. I was in Grady for a couple of months, and they sent me back home to die, and I ended up in Harlem Hospital for another month. And my best friend, her neighbor was an internal specialist doctor, and so they picked me up from the airport and put me in the hospital, and it took them a few weeks to find out that I had MAC, because Grady didn't pick it up. They didn't know what OI they were dealing with, so they was like, go home, make your plans.
It took a while, but Juanita got better. New drugs in the late 90s gave HIV patients hope they'd never had before. But quilting became Juanita's other therapy, the kind that gives her purpose.
I am going to be excited about it. And, perfection isn't what I'm after.
As Juanita and Jackie finish talking about the t-shirts, Juanita asks if it's okay to put her own touch on Jackie's quilt. She wants to insert a few panels from the AIDS Memorial quilt. I ask her why.
Because when we talk about funding, money is not there. And the NAMES Project and the AIDS quilt is being lost. A lot of people still haven't heard about the NAMES Project. They don't know about the quilt. And for me, the quilt brings a touch of humanity. Right.
It shouldn't be on shelves.
It shouldn't
somewhere.
Be on shelves. And, you know, and you get to see that this disease affects everybody. And seeing the quilt, you will get that. Yeah. And I think, it, like I said, it brings humanity. It brings it to life. It lets you know it's real people and not bad people, you know, that contract this disease and die. So the
and
quilt needs to be out there.
And somebody cared about all of those people.
Exactly. And someone cared about all those people. Right now, the quilt is at 55 miles long.
Juanita says she'll need 3 or 4 weeks to complete the T-shirt quilt. Jackie says she'll display the finished product at the Pont Center, where her office is, where more than 5,000 low-income Atlantans find treatment for a virus that still kills. It's where later this year, Jackie will walk out of her office for the last time, the end of a 3-decade career fighting for people many still give up on.